Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. It's your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and this is the podcast where we put happiness first. I help high-achieving, deeply passionate healthcare professionals like you rediscover their happiness and their freedom. Join me in conversations with experts to uncover our unique definition of happiness and answer the question, is there really such a thing as work-life balance? If you've heard yourself saying, you know, I'll be happy when, well, my friend, the time is now. Time to step out of the busyness of your life and time to step into the business of happiness. Hello and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and today's going to be a great day. I am so excited to be chatting with you today because one of the things that I think is so important for us to realize is how our labels have limited us in our professions and in our lives. Literally, the names and the identity that we've attached to us. Sometimes it was something that really supported us in our growth. Sometimes our identity and our labels actually boosted us. I mean, look at the label of doctor that you've assigned to yourself, that you've earned. Doctor catapulted you into a place of a certain amount of esteem and success, not just from the outer world, I'm talking about from the inner world. I mean, establishing within you a certain identity and what that identity is that's attached to that label. But today I want to talk about labels that have limited you, that have kept you small. And, you know, this is such a big, brilliant, important awareness that most people don't even realize. Because you're not just the way you are. You are the way you think you are. Just hear that for a moment. You're not just the way you are. You are the way you think you are. So the language you use when you describe yourself, when you think about yourself, when you attach labels to yourself, creates your reality, creates your potential, creates what's possible for you, and creates the lens through which you see the world and you see yourself. This is such a big awareness for me when I realized how many limitations I had been putting on myself simply by the labels I'd attached to myself. A big one was mom. Mom is such a beautiful label, such a beautiful, beautiful identity. And I honor being a mother so much. But mom, in my mind, actually had some significant limitations. And, you know, so often we blame the outside world for putting those limitations on us as women, as mothers, as, you know, short people, fat people, I don't know, whatever it is that you've identified with or that you've labeled yourself with. We recognize when people in the world limit us. I'll give you an example. I was signing a lease for my orthodontic practice, and this was in, very recently, 2019, I was signing a lease for an orthodontic practice for a physical space. And in the lease agreement was a line item for my husband's signature in terms of putting him accountable for financial, you know, responsibility if something happened with my practice and I wasn't able to pay the bills. I have never, ever had to co-sign any lease for any practice space that my husband has ever rented or purchased. Never, ever, ever have I had to do that. I've never, as the wife, been asked to be accountable for my husband's financial responsibilities when it comes to signing a lease for his workspace. But when it came to my practice, because I am a woman, there was a limitation within that contract. And by the way, I tried to argue this with the landlord. He would not budge. Sure, you're not surprised that it was a man. and he required my husband's co-signature. Even after staying in that space for 4 years with incredible track record of paying those bills on time in full, when it came for renegotiating the contract, for signing again, we needed to re-sign the lease because we had a name change in the business. I had to have Killian sign the paperwork again. Even though I now had a relationship with the landlord, even though now I had completely proven myself to pay my bills on time, and there was a wealth of business within my, I could show my tax returns over several years. My point in telling you the story is we recognize when other people place limitations on us. And man, does that fuel a lot of fire in us, right? My question is, where are you placing limitations on yourself because of your labels? If I didn't have the label woman, I would not have had that limitation placed on me by that landlord. But where have you placed limitations on yourself because of your own labels? I was telling you that mom was one of those, that realization for myself when I realized, oh my gosh, I am placing limitations on myself because of my label, because of the definition and the ideology of what a mother should or shouldn't be in my mind. By the way, I hope you caught, as I was just saying that, a very important word, what a mother should or shouldn't be. That is one of the points about labels. We have assumptions about what that label looks like or how that label should act, think, what's possible for her. And it's on such a subconscious level. That word should or shouldn't is such a judgmental word. And it's so fascinating because that's when we start to realize, oh my gosh, that's where my limitations are. And my limitations were in terms of creatively parenting and creatively being a businesswoman, creatively being a dentist, creatively having aspirations and dreams beyond my children and my family life. Because of the label mom, I had limited myself because of what I told myself moms should or shouldn't be. It's so interesting because when I started out this conversation, I started out with the label doctor. And that label has limited me too. Once again, I gave you an example of how it completely can catapult you and bring you to a greater place and give you opportunities. Labels can be enormously inspiring, and we can give ourselves more opportunity for dreaming big when we have certain labels. And when that happens, then it's exciting. It's expansive. What I'm really looking at today is, when are those labels constricting and confining? And it usually comes when we hear ourselves say something like, I should or I shouldn't, right? As a mom, I should or I shouldn't. As a dentist, I should or I shouldn't. As a doctor, I should or I shouldn't. So an example of when doctor has limited me was when I was starting out my coaching career. I thought, well, I have this doctor before my name. I really shouldn't start life coaching. See how my dream and my calling of supporting other incredible men and women like you was being constricted by the very label doctor. My opportunities, even though doctor seems like such a wonderful, phenomenal label, even that label could limit me, just like mom did. So I want you to think about some labels that you've attached to yourself. They might be things like, I am procrastinator. I am type A. I am anxious. I'm an anxious person. Each one of those are labels. One of the labels that I've also attached to myself in the past is, I remember saying about myself, I'm very black or white. I'm all in or I'm all out. I know that's a complicated label, but it was one that was very clear in my mind, that black and white persona. In my mind, what that looked like was when I get passionate about something, I go all in. You know, when I stopped drinking 7.5 years ago, I quit cold turkey. There was no going back. I've never done the sober-ish journey. I've never done a little sober on the during the week and drinking on the weekends. For me, it was all or nothing. When I was running, I ran marathons. Didn't run 5Ks. I ran all in. And then I started training for 100Ks. That label of being all or nothing actually started to limit me, because when I entertained starting new ventures, it was so overwhelming. If I couldn't do it the very best, if I couldn't do it all the way, I just wouldn't start it at all. And it really prevented me from doing things like starting a podcast. If I couldn't be the best podcaster and go all in on podcasting and make a huge name for myself in podcasting, then it prevented me from doing the very thing that was calling to me, that was asking me to be born. You're not just the way you are. You're the way you think you are. And the way you think leads to the way you feel about yourself, leads to your actions, leads to the result in the world. The way you think you are impacts your motivation. The way you think you are impacts your behavior. If you label yourself, "I am fat," how would you ever start eating in a way that was allowing you to be anything else? When you label yourself, "I am anxious," "I am an anxious person," why would you ever give yourself an opportunity to find calm? What I'd love for you to do, if you so desire, if you'd like to investigate this a little bit more for yourself, if I've just opened up a little window into realizing, oh my gosh, all the places I'm limiting myself, I'd love you to try this practice on. Next time somebody says to you, "Tell me a little bit about yourself," I'd love for you to notice, who do you define yourself as? So when you're at a party or you're at a study club event, you're meeting someone, "Oh my gosh, tell me about yourself." What are the labels you're using to define yourself? What are the labels you're using to describe yourself? And how do you see yourself? And can you give yourself permission to step outside of those labels? Because here's the truth. The truth is, we have neuroplasticity. If you've been a procrastinator your whole life, it does not hold a life sentence of procrastination. Just because you've called yourself that, or maybe other people have called you that, does not mean you need to continue that pattern in your behavior, in your identity, for the rest of your life. We have neuroplasticity. Even into old age, we get to change our minds. We get to change perspective of what is possible for us. And the truth is that anything is possible for you at any time in your life. Anytime. The only thing that holds us back is how we see ourselves, because you are not just the way you are. You're the way you think you are. You're the way you believe you are. And you will never outperform, outachieve, out-effort, out-manifest the labels and the limits that you put on yourself, because they create narratives about who you are, narratives that subconsciously feel real. Narratives that impact your behavior and impact the world around you. So in the next upcoming week, I'd love for you to hear how you speak about yourself. What are the labels that you are speaking to other people, but also that you're identifying with yourself, and where are they limiting you? And what would it look like to step outside of them? What would it look like to take those labels and just put them down? If you didn't have the label doctor, what would be possible for you? How would you see yourself differently? If you didn't have the label procrastinator, type A, worrier, what would be possible for you? What would be different for you? What might you dream differently? I'm so excited to be sharing this with you, because recently I've been really thinking a lot about this in terms of how I've limited myself in the past and how I'm limiting myself now. And that idea of constantly thinking other people are limiting us. You know, we tell ourselves the economy is limiting us. My husband is limiting me. My children are limiting me. My patients are limiting me. The fact that I don't have enough help, that I don't have enough team members is limiting me. But really, where are the limitations coming from inside your own head, inside your own thought process? Where are the limitations coming inside of the labels that you've placed on yourself? And what might be possible for you if we just let those labels go? Thank you for listening to the Business of Happiness podcast. If this episode brought you new perspective and value, I invite you to subscribe so that you catch all upcoming episodes and leave us a review. And if you know of a friend or colleague who could benefit from this perspective, share this episode with them and empower their day. For more information about the Business of Happiness and the Radical Happiness for Practitioners course, find me on www.thebizofhappiness.com. See you there.